Wake up call on WTLS. We go back to 1998, the class of 98, and talk about the senior state baseball champions. Of course, the 98 team, the seventh state title here in Tallahassee. We're joined by the head coach of that team, John Goodman, and a couple of the players, Justin Ellis and Abe Rigsby, are here. Appreciate y'all coming in today. And does it seem like it's been that long ago? That's 20 years gone by, huh?
This bunch, no, it doesn't. You know, it's one of these that, you know, that this bunch is, you know, they were special. I mean, you know, you had 13 seniors on this team, and so, you know, they were very special. They brought something to the table every day. I mean, they worked extremely hard. You know, I was thinking back the other day and at everything that they had to go through. You know, they were preseason number one going into the season and stayed that way all year long, which is hard to do in baseball because you play so many games.
Yeah.
I think it was 33-5.
Right.
You know, two of our key ball players had reconstructive knee surgeries during the offseason. Rusty Smith and Brad, both tore the knees up in football. I mean, late in football, week six. So they had to rehab and get back. You know, Brad was our catcher and Rusty was you know, his outfielder pitcher. And so, you know, all these ingredients had to come together. So, you know, it was tough, you know, as far as that goes, getting everything together. And I feel like, and I, you know, one of the biggest keys to this team was that they were in it for the long haul. Every one of them it was one of those things where they did not want to disappoint their teammates. It was a total team effort, and that's what we brought in, you know, was a team thing. Abe mentioned this a while ago. We did a lot of team activities, but we were all together. But, you know, we had one of those things where we had so many of our ball players, as far as position players, were our pitchers too. Even though that we had a lot of depth in pitching, they were all position players. So, you know, for this team to do what they did, we had to have people to step in and fill in for those people and never miss a leak. Because our number one thing, these guys can tell you right now, you know, we relied on pitching and defense. I mean, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Was pitching and defense. And we were good at it. I mean, they were very good at it. You know, when Rusty went to the mound, you know, we had, you know, Abe went to the outfield. Without Abe in the outfield, we don't win a state championship, you know, because we don't miss a lick, you know. And it was one of those things where we just, everything was, you know, intertwined in there. And, you know, and it was, and another thing, the biggest thing is these guys had to go through three rounds of singles.
That's right. Changed the format since then, haven't we?
They had to go through three rounds of singles. And we had to go to Grand Bay. And, you know, Grand Bay was, you know, was a thorn in our side.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
they kicked us out the year before, which we had a state championship team the year before.
Yeah.
And
Grand Bay won state the year
they beat us. Yeah, they did. And so, you know, they kicked us out the year before, so we had to get through with them. And we go down there and you know, with the best team that we've ever taken to Grand Bay, and with our number one pitcher on the mound. And of course, our number one pitcher on the mound has the worst game of his career.
You're looking over at him right now.
I mean, he goes out there and bottles. I mean, you know, he bottled his tail off. But our sticks come through for us. You know, we go in and we're up 1-0. They come in and tie it 1-1. We come back in the next half with 9-1 to its plate, and which is Brandon Graham. Brent, and then you,
me, right? Me and then
yeah.
Brent.
Yeah. And so, you know, then Brandon Graham, a number nine hitter, hits a home run. You know, then it comes back around, Brent Timmerman hits a home run. And then, you know, so we sort of, in the back endings of the game, we put it away.
You bring up homers. Yeah. Abe, you were saying you thought y'all hit maybe 60. How many homers did 52. You hit? 52 okay. yeah. homers in one season is just really unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we set a new
home run. That's 38 games yeah. you played. You hit over yeah. a homer a game.
Well, we was averaging over a homer.
Yeah.
But, you know, we ended up as a team having more stolen bases, more home runs, more doubles, and something else as a team. And, you know, we set new team records. So it was, you know, it was this bunch was solid all the way around. And you know, we could put nine hitters at the plate that was as good as anybody's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. You were telling me the other night about the, you know, you said it just again a minute ago, 13 seniors. I know you coached a lot of years. You never had anything like that, did you? No, I mean, what are the chances that a small school like Tattleson have 13 ball players that are seniors?
They just stayed together. I mean, this bunch just stayed together the entire time, and which was really unprecedented. But the key to it, you know, we go back to say, you know, go back and talk about how hard it was to win this thing. This bunch graduated before we played a state championship game. They graduated on Thursday night. So, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, once we beat Thomasville in the semis, and which they were coming here and they were supposed to have two hot shot pitchers and all this kind of stuff. You know, they beat St. Paul's to get there, which was the number two ranked team.
I think Thomasville was on a 20-game win streak coming in the South Side.
And they had two. They had one big black kid. I mean, he was throwing BBs, and another kid. And I don't think they lasted 5 innings apiece, did they?
We
10-run road in both games.
And and it was just unbelievable. And that was at South Side, and it was more people down there, and then you could, I mean, it looked like a football crowd down there. We had them all the way around the field. You know, at the time they had trucks and stuff in the outfield, and it was something else. But going back to it, you know, we graduated on Thursday night. So here we go. I told them, I said, after graduation, you got an hour. You know, kiss your mama, hug your daddy, do whatever
what
you got to do. You got an hour.
Yep.
Get out of here. Hour, we at the high school. We got on a bus. We went to Birmingham. I had to get them out of town. You know, it wasn't none of this getting up Friday morning to go play ball. I had to get them out of town Thursday night.
He would have thought something bad would happen on graduation night. I mean, what could have went wrong?
Yeah, sure.
You know, so we go up, we stay the night in Birmingham, you know, get up next morning, do what we got to do, get over to the ballpark and took care of business. And it was, you know, these guys, you know, they're all relaxed. And I'm a nervous wreck because, I mean, you know, you go from – you know, the number one ranked team all year long, and then you get to the finals. And they had a pitcher up there. I think he only lost like one game in 2 years.
Philip Puccio. He was about 5'4".
And
he shoved it up our butt.
He did. And for about 6.5 innings. And
we had to have our first shutout of the year to win that game.
And wow. then
first shutout of the year, we didn't have a shutout all year long until that game.
Well, so you won 1-0. Was that the final? 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah.
2-0.
And then we come back in the next game, 1-11-1. And but it was fun.
33-5 record. You know, so hard to do in baseball. And I mean, I would think this is one of the best teams that Tattlesee's ever had. We've had so many good ones. It's 7 state champions over the years. You've been a part of a lot of those in one way or another as the head coach or as an assistant. Where did this team rank among those teams? And I know that's hard to compare, but what would you say? But a lot of strengths.
This is the team. I mean, this is the best team I've ever been associated with. And we've been, I say team. Now, we've had some groups come through that had individual players, you know, and this, that, and the other. But as far as team goes, this one set the bar high. And you know, this bunch was special, and but it's you know, they did everything the right way, you know, and they worked at it hard, And I feel like, you know, I worked them pretty hard too. So just absolutely putting up with me, you know, was something else. But it was fun. It was exciting times, and you know, and it's missed. Because yep. I mean, this bunch, I mean, we played anybody and everybody. It didn't matter who you were. We'd have played the Yankees that year if they had played us. And I mean, we went everywhere. We'd get on that yellow bus and we'd go. And so we didn't turn down nobody. So, you know, those, I think, out of those five losses, I think four of them were by one run. And so, you know, we had a shot to, you know, to run the table.
And everybody that we lost to that year, I don't know if y'all realize it, but everybody we lost to that year, we beat that team except for one team.
Yeah.
We turned around, we split with them in a doubleheader. Mm-hmm. So every team that we lost to except for one was Hardaway, Georgia. Did we play Hardaway that year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardaway, Georgia, we only played them one game, but everybody else that we lost to, we turned around and beat them in a doubleheader.
And Hardaway won the state championship in Georgia that year.
Yep.
Wow. The I guess if you go by win count, that's the most wins a Tallahassee team has ever had, I think, right?
Yes,
I don't know
yes,
if we ever had more than 33.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we had 30 in 95,
mm-hmm.
and then I think we beat that in 98 with 33.
Yeah. So it's amazing to think back on that, going back that it's been 20 years ago now that you guys did that. And again, probably you think Coach Goodman, one of the best teams we've ever had here at Tallahassee. And that's saying something because we've had some good ones. I know you were part of, you said you came in 90 with Coach Baines, and I guess you were part of that team that had, I guess that would have been Craig, Jerry, and Jonathan pitching, which you can't think of a better trio of pitchers, right? I mean, those guys,
I mean,
one of them your own brother.
Yeah.
So
they were good. I mean, they were real good. And, you know, Jerry and Jonathan, you know, and Craig, you know, they won a lot of ball games. And then you go on into the 91 bunch, you know, with Jonathan and Craig, they were undefeated there for a long time, you know, and then finally lost that last one. But, you know, this bunch, you know, I would stack up against them any day. You know, we would have played them, you know, we would have played them anytime. And, but it was fun to be around this bunch. They were everything that you wanted a bunch to be. Every day at practice, if they didn't get what they wanted, they'd come and get some more. And but they didn't, you know. And it was, and the biggest thing is that every one of these guys, every one of them, have turned into to great dads and role models in the community and stuff, and that's what I'm most proud of.
It's good to see them back here. I know you keep up with them, but I guess you'll get to see a few of those guys that maybe haven't been around much lately. It's the reunion for the class of 98 is this week. But most of you guys are still around here, aren't you? It seems like from that team, yeah.
Yeah, probably at least half of us,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool, you know. I know Justin's helped out with some youth teams, you know, my son and Steven, and you know, it's kind of neat to see everybody else's kids kind of coming through, and you know, I would like to think we're kind of coaching them like we were coached, and hopefully see that success, you know, unfold.
Well,
you
try to, but a lot of times that's not allowed the way.
Well, yeah, good thing is we allow that. Some other parents may not, but you know, I just think that's normal coaching. So
yeah.
Well, good to see y'all, and congratulations 20 years after the fact, but y'all enjoy the weekend. Appreciate y'all coming in and reminiscing with us a little bit today.
Thanks for having me. Right,
appreciate
thanks.
It. Thank y'all. Coach John Goodman, Justin Ellis, and Abe Rigsby with us from the class of 98, the 98 state champ baseball team from Tallahassee High School, the seventh of a glorious history here in Tallahassee on the baseball diamond. More coming up as we continue on the Wake Up Call.